Hi, this is Evan Center, back for another Teen Tidbit for Center Counseling. Today I am thinking and talking about family meetings. So family meetings are sort of a classic parenting strategy intervention, and one that pops up. Parents have questions about it periodically. Should we be having parent or family meetings? Should we, you know, how do we do family meetings? Like, well, we tried to do family meetings and they didn't go so well. Nobody liked doing them. So I'm just going to spend a few minutes today talking about family meetings, why you might consider doing them, and how to do them successfully. So the why behind family meetings. Family meetings are a nice time to regroup. Our lives, especially with teenagers, tend to be fairly chaotic at this point, given the number of activities that people are doing, often the amount of work that parents are doing and juggling of their own activities and jobs and other family commitments. Maybe it's taking care of your own parents or helping out with extended family members. So the amount of juggling that I think is happening in families today is probably more than has ever happened in the history of at least within this country. We tend to be bigger jugglers now than ever. So I talked to a father recently who was like, team meetings, I don't know so much about that. Like, it doesn't sound like very much fun. And sort of reconceptualized it as a team huddle. And that worked better for his family to think of it as, you know, sort of that athletic reference. It doesn't have to be a serious, like, we are going to talk about our feelings now for the next hour kind of thing. It can be something playful and fun. And I think that's an important thing to remember about family meetings is that when we are running around chaotic, it is nice to regroup. It doesn't have to be a serious thing. And in fact, probably when we don't have as much contact with our entire family unit at the same time, it's important actually that that time be fun. And so sort of launching into strategy there, that would be one of my first strategies. So one of the first strategies that I would recommend would be finding a way to make it fun. So that might be that, you know, if dessert is not a big thing in your family, to maybe have it be, you know, on, you know, Saturday nights, we always have ice cream after dinner and we sit around chatting. To add something, you know, maybe either literally or figuratively sweet to the scenario where, you know, where there's a fun activity linked to it or a fun food linked to it. Maybe it's cooking pizzas together and chatting about what fun activities you're going to do for the weekend. And I would especially say that starting family meetings when you don't need them is a great benefit. So, you know, starting family meetings as just a way to figure out how are we going to do all of the fun stuff that we want to get done in a weekend, that is a great way to start family meetings, you know, to do them every Thursday or Friday night and sort out the family fun plan for the weekend, you know, and maybe little Timmy has a soccer game and Sarah has a gymnastics event and you know, you're running a 10K and your co-parent is really having some strong need for some downtime, some quiet time. And so to have it organize all of those things, plus, you know, Timmy's desire to have 10 of his friends over for a movie and pizza night and all of those various things that, you know, kids want to do on a weekend. So to start out with that being the agenda, and then to later be able, once kids are used to having this team huddle, this team meeting, this family meeting, to then incorporate some of the deeper level, maybe the more challenging topics. Like, and the topics should be also, I would add, predetermined and determined by everybody. So there might be a list on the refrigerator that people add to during the week. Like, little Timmy doesn't like that you're nagging him about making his bed. Great, that can go on the agenda. You know, whatever it is that is coming up during the week, you know, you can always say, oh, that sounds like something that might be a good thing for the agenda. Feel free to add it to the list. You're not requiring that it get added to the list. You're offering, you're making a suggestion, but it's not a requirement. which links into a lot of other things that I've talked about in past podcasts in terms of teams, creating options, creating suggestions way better than a requirement, and really just sort of offering an idea even better than offering a suggestion. So then when you get to the family meeting, pulling that agenda off the refrigerator, seeing if somebody wants to, and I would say in the beginning, parents are going to be the facilitators of this until kids sort of get a sense of how this goes, and then they're welcome to, you know, sort of be the drivers behind it. But initially, it's probably going to be the parents who are the drivers behind it, and that's fine. You're modeling things. Teenagers' executive functioning skills, their ability to plan, anticipate, walk through steps, they're still developing that aspect of their brain. So expecting them to run a meeting initially is not very realistic. You running it, modeling it initially until they get it is way more realistic and helps them with that brain development. And then them running it also helps solidify that brain development piece. So I would say, you know, the agenda comes down. I would say starting a family meeting with something positive, even if you're at that later stage where you're able to talk about more challenging things, always starting and potentially ending as well with something really positive. So the starting might be that everybody says something kind to the person on their left or something that they noticed that was really helpful or you know, gratitudes. Gratitudes are big in my family, and I think it's, you know, from a mental health standpoint, it's really important to take a moment and pause and notice what we're thankful for, whether it's somebody helping you bring the groceries in yesterday or that there's beautiful weather and that you have some quiet time to sit outside in the sun reading a book. So, you know, it could be gratitudes about other people. It could be gratitudes in general. So whatever feels like an okay starting place for your family. And then to move into the agenda. So if there are some challenging things on the agenda, to work through those, brainstorm solutions. I think brainstorming is a great skill that kids sometimes struggle with. Particularly teenagers can be like, oh, no, like, oh, that's a terrible idea. Okay, well, it doesn't matter really because we're just brainstorming. No idea is a bad idea at this point. Just throw them out onto the paper and we'll figure it out later. Sort of getting teenagers to open up their brain to some more flexibility, to some acceptance of ideas that are not their own, without needing to reject them right out of hand, right in that moment, but maybe being able to hang on for a few minutes to an uncomfortable idea and then realize, okay, that idea is going to fade away in a few minutes. I can tolerate that discomfort of somebody else's idea for a little bit. You know, once you've worked through that, whether it's just working on the weekend plan or working on something more challenging, then to return back to something positive. So whether it's a, you know, family ice cream social or movie night with popcorn or eating that pizza that's now coming out of the oven, whatever it is, to return to something fun and then to move into that fun stuff of the weekend or whatever it is. So, in summation, hopefully we got this recorded. I'm a little dubious, but in summation, really trying to focus on the positive aspects of the family meeting first, establishing the rhythm of it before you bring in the more difficult aspects of the family meeting or the more challenging topics that can go into a family meeting, and making it a really positive practice and a positive pattern in your family. Before sort of introducing that stuff so that when you do need to talk about more serious topics, that is already there as a groundwork, as a structure to do so. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening into this team tidbit. And this is Evan Center of Center Counseling. I'll be back again soon. Bye-bye.